other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, 25 seconds into hour number two of Worldwide Transmission Against Tyranny. I am your info warrior. I'm Alex Jones, and I love humanity and freedom, and I hate tyranny, and I hope you'll join me in the fight for freedom. All right, we are now into hour number two, and there is a plethora, a cornucopia, a veritable jungle of navigable information that I wish to cover. Hate crimes going on for booing at soccer games. IMF saying brace for even higher prices at the pump, even if oil is lower in price than it was just 2 weeks ago. Israel has now had its war meeting with Lord Bush, its war summit, its war council. It's giving us more intelligence we can trust, just like they did 2.5 years ago on the eve of Gulf War II and the bullying of a third world dustbin with 1950s-era weapons. We're real tough. That is coming up. There's just so much. But let's just right now go back to your calls. And I want to get into Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton and his surrogate family. That's right. Bill Clinton has found his surrogate family. I didn't give proper justice to this, proper time to this. Didn't do justice to this, proper term, yesterday. And so I'll cover it coming up. But Right now, let's go to Regina in Pennsylvania. Regina, welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Hey, your martial law is eye-opening, and then your eyes open, and you see more information, you have to share it. So hopefully I'll do all right.
Oh, you got the video? Well, thank you for the support.
Yes. It's unbelievable, but even today, your show, what you're bringing up about Israel and all that stuff, you know, I mean, it's just... Who are these people? What are they doing to us? I just want to explain to you, John Hamill. I don't know if you're familiar with John Hamill from the IHF.com, the International Alliance for Health Freedom.
Yes.
And what he's been fighting with the...
Codex Alimentarius.
Right. He'd like to get on your show if that would be possible, Alex, because talking to him, the Free Trade of the Americas, which I understand this month we're supposed to have hearings...
That's the regulatory trigger to go under EU rules.
Right, exactly. And
no,
so,
for those that don't know... Well, go ahead.
Well, you seem like you already know. My main thing is that, you know, we have Ron Paul here trying to bring up the HJ Resolution 27 to withdraw us from the WTO, knowing that the...
But Bush likes the Patriots, so it's okay.
I know that, Alex, but I'm not, you know, I didn't vote for Bush, and I know that, I mean...
But he likes NASCAR, so he wants our guns. So we're going to be under the EU when they pass this. So, I mean, but he likes football. He's got to be good.
Yeah, but, you know, even like with this invasive species policies and things like that, you know...
So
like
they want to start hunting your house cat if it goes outdoors in Wisconsin. So what?
But, I mean, I'm talking about, okay... No, it's your cat, but I'm
talking... No, I'll stop being sarcastic. Go ahead.
Well, you're right, Alex, but the point is that I'm not going to wait for, you know, Mr. Bush to save me. And what I'm saying here is what I'm seeing at the local level is my commissioner saying to me, well, I have to support these mandates, and I'm trying very hard to let them know as this legislation comes down, no, you need to fight these ones.
No, that's balderdash. I mean, the feds can all claim where they're slaves tomorrow. It doesn't make it so.
Well, what I'm saying, I guess, is that you're one that can bring this all to light, and John Hamill, I think, is really trying hard to expose this, and with Ron Paul trying to get us to withdraw from the WTO, which I understand after 5 years we get a chance to withdraw, I guess I'm sort of deleting the information from Bush because, you know, he's just in there as a puppet for, I guess, whatever you were talking about before. So if I leave a number with... You know, the caller, you know, the person that takes the calls, could you maybe consider getting him on?
My dear, I will do it. Give me the location info, and I will get the guest on. Thank you. We shall return.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with 2 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle 1-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We just had a caller. Regina in Pennsylvania, for stations that carry the news and missed it, it was bringing up the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or the FTAA. And just to boil down what global government is, you've got these big international corporations, and out of the 100 biggest economies, 45 of them are corporations. Of the 100 biggest governments or economies, 45 are corporations. They are government. They have private armies. They own most our politicians. So this distinction of free market versus government, it's a fraud now. Oh, sure, your little sub-sandwich shop is free market. Your little car dealership of used cars is free market. Let's say you own a camping ground on your ranch, that's free market. But the big global corporations are not free market. They're into power and control. They own stock in the private Federal Reserve. They own the money machines that print the money. It's about control, people. And to give you an example of how illegitimate this global government is, these private globalists got together in 96 and said, we'll just create the World Trade Organization. And we'll put together a private board and a private chartered corporation, and we'll create this board, and we'll go to the UN, and we'll go to the U.S. government and others. They're all funded by the corporations that control us, and each country that we allow in can make their appointment, and then we'll sign deals, treaties, saying we'll follow what this private corporation says. And then you ask the average college student, what's the World Trade Organization? They have no earthly conception what it is, even though under treaty and under these corporate agreements, it now has more power than Congress, because Congress handed over or abdicated its control over to this group. And that's just one of them. And you go, well, then, Alex, you know, you confuse me. Is it the IMF? Is it the World Bank? Is it the WTO? Is it the World Health Organization? Is it the UN? Is it the Committee of 300? Is it the Bilderberg Group? Is it the CFR? Is it the Trilateral Commission? Is it? We're a world of 6,300,000,000. That was in 2000. It's probably a lot more now. You know, 6,500,000,000 is what they're projecting. And so you've got maybe 10 different top global organizations. You're going, well, who's in power then, Mr. Jones? I've had the media ask me this. Who runs the conspiracy? It is a conspiracy. It's all in their own public operations. And it's about 200 people that are the chairman and the heads of these groups. You may have 2,500 members in the CFR, but the chairman of it is on the Trilateral Commission, is in the Bilderberg Group, is, you know, on the board of the IMF and the World Bank and of the World Trade Organization, and his, you know, wife is the deputy director of the World Health Organization. It's about 200 people, and they're just, they all come from families that for hundreds of years have served the, what you know of as the robber barons from 100 years ago. These, just a handful of families, no more than really 15 families. Globally, by the way. Oh yes, oh yes. And so these are their different management teams in a corporate structure, which is a pyramidal command and control structure. What is pyramidal structure? A tiny elite that know all the information under them. That's the tip of the pyramid. And then right below that is the 200 what I call super gophers. And the super gophers are the Henry Kissingers, the James Bakers, the Paul Wolfowitzes of the world. And they just rotate in and out. You know, Deputy Defense Secretary, head of the World Bank. Then they're, you know, Rumsfeld was Cheney's boss and the Bush's boss. I mean, Rumsfeld at a certain time early on was vying to be over Bush Sr. Oh, yes. So they all just rotate around. They all work for the same 15 families. The commission, the commission does meet at an even more high-level meeting than Bilderberg each year with a couple hundred members, no more than 175, with a few guests, around 200. And then it's just like an old La Cosa Nostra mafia meeting. The 15 families get in with their gophers behind them, and they have their top experts come in and give them reports, and, well, our think tank study shows this, and they make the decisions, and they agree with each other, and it goes forward. And they occasionally have mafia wars, and they'll kill each other, and they're always, you know, having to have food tasters and, you know, bodyguards, and this is what they do. But they're so powerful that they own the dominant media, and this is what the, look. The Trilateral Commission, founded in 1973 by Brzezina Brzezinski, Jimmy Carter, and David Rockefeller. Those are the three members that founded the Trilateral Commission. And Rush Limbaugh says it doesn't exist. I mean, you can go to their website. Jimmy Carter's written books about it. David Rockefeller has, you know, Between Two Ages. Brzezina Brzezinski, national security advisor at the time. And they call us slaves and minions, and they're going to take all our rights and world government, ha, ha, ha. I mean, Brzezinski's 97 book actually says that. I mean, that's how, because they know 99.999 are not going to read it. They call us slaves. It's a big joke to them. And the Trilateral Commission was set up as a very select group of economists just to manage and juggle globalization and the merger of the European Union, the Asian Union, and the American Union. And then through those three unions, they subdivide through neo-imperialism or colonialism what they call the gap at the Pentagon, and that's the all the third world islands and countries in Asia, and in Africa, and any, quote, rogue state, the Middle East. Those are to be divided up like China was before the Boxer Rebellion. Well, see, I got all this news and all these calls, but Regina brought up a really important point. And she said, Alex, you need to have these guests on to talk about Codex Alimentarius, which is a European EU law written up by the big drug companies that are predominantly based in Germany, because they wrote the book on it. They're the most powerful in this game. And it doesn't have teeth yet to restrict vitamins and even vitamin C over the counter. It does in Europe until it is codified through treaty. And you see, we are already in the American Union. They're already paying Social Security to most of the Latin American countries. They're already merging our law enforcement. They got the bill for the national ID card to have it as a Pan-American ID card. I mean, that's in the legislation. I've had Ron Paul on this show to talk about it. I've read the subsection. And so by the time they tell you it's an American Union, the clause is when the American Union kicks in, it automatically links. This is in the Canadian papers. The Canadians know about it and are freaking out, pulling their hair out. This has been in the Toronto Star, CBC television. I covered it, a month ago? We've been telling you for 9 years about it, but now here it has been codified. It automatically then merges, and treaties kick in to merge the laws with the EU. And then you simultaneously see the Supreme Court the last 3 years all over Time Magazine, USA Today, and on the news going, well, we do follow EU courts. Well, we do follow the UN courts. Well, they are actually the last court. You know, we go off of their precedent now. And there's no juries, can't face your accuser, no free speech, no just compensation for property taken. We're now following that. They say, well, we're under that with treaty. And you know, if you watch any news or read any, you've heard how the Supreme Court's now saying this. See, so we're already in the American Union, and now it's kicking into the EU, and then see what happens under the trilateral model. And they wrote the book and said they do this. Do you understand? Under the trilateral model, you're not going to own your property. You're going to be the steward of it, and you'll have some use of it and get a small amount of the money from it if you're able to hold on to it. It's going to be modern mercantilism where certain sectors, certain countries do certain things. Just like, you ever seen the movie Rollerball made in the 70s with James Caan? You know, where you've got your energy city, you've got your communication city, you've got your, I mean, well, it's like that with countries. This is the model. And again, that film came out in the early 70s. It was based, and this has been admitted, off of the trilateral model. They always flaunt it. And see, mercantilism makes sure that no country is independent and free, only that the global empire over it is playing the different subsections and different divisions off against each other. So it's a monopoly game. And now they've basically, they're the bank. And the bank is now playing monopoly. And the bank is able to buy up the whole board. And there's just a few little pieces of property still left in the middle class's hands, and they're greedily busy just getting rid of that now because they can't have any wealth that's independent because that will then threaten their monopoly of control, as they call it. The power monopoly of the state. Pun intended, using the analogy of Monopoly, the board game, by Milton Bradley. So, they say the UN UNIDIR, small arms subgroup, said in 2000, July 7th, in New York, they said, civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly. I say it's illegitimate. The legitimate power monopoly of the state. I mean, they say, you cannot own guns. They're going to get your guns. We're going under international treaty. Germany has the FBI arrest citizens that write books denying the Holocaust and shipping them back to Germany. Now, whether you believe that 10 billion Jews died, or 6 million died, or 5 million died. Hitler was bad. He did kill a lot of Jews and 20 million other people. But regardless, the number's clearly under 6 million. Not going to be arrested now. Did you know that over in Germany, if you say 5,500,000 died, you are arrested and you spend like 2-3 years in prison. Well, now people who write books in this country denying it even happened, which is ridiculous. Hitler did go after Jews and kill, it looks like, upwards of 3 million. 3 million, 6 million, what's the difference, folks? He did target the Jews. You write a book saying that that didn't happen, there have been cases where they arrest U.S. citizens and take them to Germany. And people say, well, that's a white supremacist. He didn't deserve rights. Yeah, but then they take your rights. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a 1-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
No, but this hate crime business, you know, you protest, you get arrested. You say something bad about black people, you get arrested. You say something bad about white people, you get arrested. Whether you agree with what somebody's saying or doing or not, or booing the Pope, you get arrested. It should be people's right to do that, because if you take their right, you take everybody's right. And I think Hitler was very evil and corrupt and out of control and an occultist. I know he was. But I will fight to the death for people's rights to say Hitler was a great guy. It's the same thing with Stalin. Some people say Stalin's great. I mean, did you know in England the farmers aren't even allowed to criticize French produce? people have been arrested. It's called xenophobic. Oh, you criticize their product. That's hateful. You said French products are garbage, was the billboard somebody put up. Well, you're going to be arrested. Remember I had the BBC Robin Page on, the host of One Man and His Dog. He walks around England on his rural affairs show. I think the show ran for like 8 years or something. And he was giving a speech 3 years ago going, you know, you're taking our property and our rights. Rural communities deserve the same rights as Muslims and homosexuals. That's all he said. Well, in England, this is BBC headline. It was also in the London Telegraph. The word homosexual, if they decide you used it in a bad connotation as a slang, it's illegal to say that word. And Scotland Yard Diversity Unit came and arrested him. We had him on the broadcast. And then I have headlines where hundreds raided last night in hate crime sweep. People who've been reported for using racial slangs, they all face hard jail time. Raided 100 homes last night. What? So, and you don't think it'll come here? Remember the case earlier this year? 14 Christians out praying on the street corner in an unpermitted march, and the Outfest was unpermitted as well. Permitted. And they're there praying, and people get around them yelling at them and all that. And the police go, you're causing a disturbance because they're yelling at you. Stop it. Leave. So they go to another spot. Leave again. Okay, that's it. We're arresting you and charging you as terrorist. You face 45 years in prison. They actually said it's for terrorism. And the feds, Bush's Justice Department, advised them how to give them hard jail time. And finally, another judge they appealed to dropped it. The point is they want to put you in prison for protesting Bush. They want to put you in prison for protesting, you know, at a parade. They want to put you in prison. It was the case, what, 2 years ago? And there's so many of these. Remember, it was in Boise, Idaho. It was a football game, and the woman was there from the local newspaper with a camera, and she took a photo of the coach who just lost the game. And this was in the newspaper. This was admitted. The black guy started strangling her, going, give me that camera, and cussing. Her white husband jumps out of the bleachers, runs down in front of the football game at the end of the game, and says, stop it. And the black guy says, get off me, you bleeper, you know, a white slang. And he calls him the N-word back, and they arrested him for using the N-word, and then she was fired. We don't want people like you working here. I mean, I can't tell you how many times growing up in Dallas I had Hispanics and blacks call me, you know, different slangs for whites. Why is that acceptable? But then it's not acceptable. I mean, I have to be honest with you. I never called people racial slangs back when they said them to me, but I sure thought about it in my head. And that's a dumb way to approach it. But because it just feeds into the same paradigm. But why is the black guy allowed to do that? You know, he should be allowed to say that, and the white guy should be allowed to say that back to him. The black guy should go to jail for attacking the woman because he was throwing a fit because his team had just lost. And this was in the newspaper. It was in the Associated Press reporting it like it was normal. This happened. Oh, good. She was fired, too. Fired from her job. And WorldNet Daily did a big report, and I had the guy on the show to tell the whole story. And he said, you know, I don't really dislike black people. I got black friends, but called me a name, so it seemed natural. And I forget they charged him, but like a Class A misdemeanor. He was facing a lot of time in jail. I've got to call that guy back. Where are they now? That'd be a good segment to do once a week. You know, go look up people I interviewed 2-3 years ago, 4 years ago. A lot of these cases, we cover what's happening, but never one ended up developing. I'll give you a where are they now. Remember the doctor from it was in the Quad City Times who complained too much to the VA, and the Homeland Security said, well, he didn't do anything illegal. He just complained too much, but we consider that terrorism, so we're arresting him. Where is he now? I'll tell you what happened to him when we get back, and then we'll take your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I have digressed severely off into other issues. But I do want to get into fans charged for booing during a moment of silence with the Pope. And again, if you're a Catholic and you're mad at them for doing this, still, they can do that at a football game, folks. Because next it'll be your free speech. But see how this slippery slope works? Also, Bill Clinton has found his new surrogate family. It's the Bushes. I didn't give this justice yesterday. I will spend time on it today. Just a bunch of other news. There's so much of it. Ariel Sharon, who helped give us false data about Iraq's WMD, has now presented Lord Bush with photographs, he says, prove that they have nuclear weapons production capabilities and we need to pressure them or invade them now. And so it really was a war council or confab that they had a few days ago. We'll be talking about that after we talk to Brock and Bill and Mike and David and Mark and others. But without further ado, before we do that, I haven't had her on in a few weeks, and I was wondering why. I had been contacted by Debbie, New Millennium, and I don't know if you want to mention this on air, Debbie, but I appreciate you coming on, and I was sad to hear about your loss.
Oh, I know. Thank you. And, yeah, a lot of our customers already know that my daddy passed away on Friday, and so I've been off for a few days. So for people who are waiting to call in and they got the machine or whatever, you know, they can call me now, and I'm still trying to reach people that I missed while I was out for a few days.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about your dad, and I'm sorry I didn't know about it until you mentioned it to me today. But I was wondering, because you never called me last week to come on. I was like, where's Debbie? And I meant, but sad to hear about your papa.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. And I tell you, my dad went to the VA hospital for a while, and they were kind of helping him. But, you know, you got to be really leery there, because we ended up taking him to another hospital. And by then, it was a little bit too late, but it was kind of, boy, could I tell you guys a story about the VA. And one time when you have time, let me let you know what happened.
Well, tell us right now.
Well, see, Daddy, he's been going for years, and they were really good for years, but now he was 82, and he fell about 5 weeks ago. He fell, and he hurt his legs and his feet, you know, and he couldn't walk, and they swelled, so he went to his doctor at the VA, and the VA did, you know, scans, you know, to see, and they couldn't find any broken bones or anything, so they gave him morphine, and they sent him home with morphine to control the pain. But they said, well, we don't know what's wrong. And so for 8 days, my dad was taking morphine, and I see this guy who drives, even though he was 82, he still drove, he still had his own company, you know, and suddenly he's like sitting in a chair hallucinating, you know, and he's telling me he can't bring his thoughts together. So I said, well, Daddy, you know, I don't know why they have you on morphine. I know, you know. So I went with him to the VA hospital 3 weeks ago, 8 days after he was on the morphine, and I went and sat with his doctor. And
Debbie, let me just stop you. This sounds like what they do.
To kill you off.
Well,
they gave him the morphine to send him home to die. And if he would have been on morphine just a few more days, he would have just completely quit breathing at home. But after I went to the VA hospital that day, I took him to Baylor, and Baylor put him in intensive care immediately and stuff. But by then it was too late, and he struggled for a couple more weeks, you know.
What did it turn out was actually wrong with him?
Well, you know, we never knew what made his feet swell or anything. But what happened was he became so weak from the morphine he couldn't swallow, and he aspirated, and it filled his lungs up with liquid.
Yeah, that. You know,
but first of all, if my daddy was 82 and they said his kidneys were starting to slow down and, you know, he was slowing down, and I knew that, but they should tell you, look, we're sending you home with morphine, call hospice. We're going to give you a 6-month diagnosis, you know, make him comfortable, his kidneys are shutting down, blah, 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 blah. They didn't do any of that. And then when the morphine kicked in, he went from being a person who was still carrying sofas because he was an upholsterer for a living to somebody who couldn't even drive in 8 days.
Well, Debbie, let me comment on this, and I appreciate you talking about this so early after his death last Friday. I know this is hard for you, but let me just comment on this. This is exactly what they do, and I'm not saying all hospices, but a lot of them, and this is what we've heard about the VA. Now, here's your dad who goes in there for treatment. He's still, as you said, able to carry sofas. He could have been given medication probably for his kidneys, could have even gone on dialysis, lived another 5-10 years. All these things, but it's well known, you give somebody who's sick morphine over a long period of time, as you said, 8 days, it makes you start shutting down, you stop eating, but this is what they do with young men. Young men go in with DU sickness or other problems, with real diagnosed problems, and sometimes they get saved while it's still, before it's too late. They go to a real doctor, and find out that there's a problem, they're able to fix it. But I talk to so many vets, and I'm not against Indians, folks, but why are, like, 70% is the number I've seen of the doctors at the VA, these Indians? Because they'll work for 20% of what an American doctor will.
Everybody was foreign, and you know, the doctor, when I went in to see him, Alex...
Was he Indian?
Yes, and he was pointing to the screen, and he's hitting the screen, and he's going, we've checked this, we've checked this, we've checked this, we've checked this. We don't know. He said, I'm telling you, I do not know why your dad is in this much pain, so I'm sending him home with morphine, you know, to control the pain. He never once took me aside. And My dad, you know, because he was kind of out of it, and my dad was such a vital guy, and he hated being like this, he said to the doctor, because I, you know, he said, doctor, whatever, he said, I wish you'd just send me home with a pill that would just, you know, go ahead and just get it over with, that would just kill me. And you know what the doctor said? He said, you've got morphine. And he said it twice.
Well, he can go to jail for that. I would call the police.
You know, he actually said it twice. Yeah, I know. We're going to file a complaint.
No, don't file a complaint. Look, you don't go to Don Corleone to file a complaint on the mafia. You need, don't go to the VA.
Really?
No, you need to go to the police department. Let me tell you something. Doctors, and there are laws on this, I can dig them up. He can get in a lot of trouble when your dad said that, going, well, you got morphine.
He said it twice.
And you're a witness to that.
Yes, he said it twice.
Well, he needs to go to jail.
Really?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Your dad, I don't want to make you feel bad, because you did all you could do. They didn't tell you. They need to stop doing this, and they are doing this, Debbie.
Uh-huh.
Makes me sick.
Yeah, well, now I'm a witness to it, because I had absolutely no idea that, you know...
Did you see any doctors that were American?
No.
Well, I've seen the numbers. That was a couple years ago. It's like 73% are from India alone. And it's a particular clan from India, because that's how they work over there, who are big on doctors, and they accept their medical degrees from India. And there have been cases of them cutting off the wrong legs. For when somebody has a kneecap surgery and then you just wake up, your leg's cut off. And again, I know we have a lot of Indian listeners. I'm not bashing Indians. These are people that can't get jobs in many cases anywhere else. And so they get a job at the VA. Was this the Temple VA?
No. This is the one in Dallas. And you know, it was rated the worst VA hospital in America.
Well, I don't want to say too much because you just lost your dad. I could really tell you about the VA.
Yeah. Well, you know, in the past, they've done some good things for Daddy, you know, over the years.
No, I mean, the VA used to be, you know, not great, but they're okay.
But, you know, I really learned a lot. I wish I'd have known. That's why I'm glad that you asked me to talk about it, because had I known, I would have done things a lot differently, you know.
Well, you just can't trust the government.
You just don't know. You
cannot trust any of them. Look, the VA is set up, and we could get Art Burncloud or others on here about it. The VA is set up where they get bonuses if they don't give treatment and don't spend money. And so a very small portion of the money actually goes to treatment. Do you want me to tell you what they do in other VA hospitals?
Sure.
Where there's not family involved?
Mm-hmm. What?
They chain the old men down, or the old women, predominantly old men, in rooms. I don't want to get in.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to hear this.
No, that's okay.
You don't want to know?
I'm just glad right now that Daddy's not in pain anymore.
Let me just put it to you this way. They put you in a room full of flies on purpose. I need to warn people that are out there. I'll tell them later when you're done.
Yeah. Well, you can tell them. Go ahead.
Well, no,
they
purposely put you in a room with flies, and they... This is true. And the flies go up your nose and lay eggs in your brain.
Ew.
And the joke with these doctors, well, I'm not going to even say that. But anyways, Debbie, I'm very sorry about your father.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, sweetheart, let's give folks the number to get the high-quality Made in America, not in India or China, Made in America water filters that cost the same. I shopped them years ago and bought a Berkey like 5-6 years ago before they were even sponsors. The Berkey I bought was, and at the time Made in England, now Made in America, was the same price as an Indian knockoff that did almost nothing. How do folks get a Made in America filter?
They can call me at 1-888-803-4438. That's 1-888-803-4438. Or they can go to the website, which is berkeywater.com, spelled BERKEYWATER.com. And also, there's been people in the since Wednesday last week that have left messages that I haven't been able to get back with. So either I get a recording or no answer. So if there's anybody out there who's waiting for me to call them back, please call me back too, because I am trying to get back with everybody, and I'm so sorry that it kind of slowed things down a little bit.
Oh, come on. And again, New Millennium actually manufactures the black Berkey element. You also have the British Berkeys, if folks want that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, folks, you're getting it directly from the distributor, and Debbie handles the calls from this radio show and the other radio show she does interviews on. And you can get the Alex Jones special, save a lot of money, and get a free gift. Give her a call. She'll answer all your questions, 888-803-4438, or BerkeyWater.com, and tell them what free gift you want in the comments section. Debbie, thanks for being a good daughter, and your father has gone home to be with the Lord.
That's right. Thank you.
Thanks for coming on with us.
Uh-huh. Bless you. Bye-bye.
Take care. I don't know if I should have gotten all off into the VA with her, but everybody out there listening needs to know this, that it's called maggoting. And maggoting goes on all over the country. There were first two cases and then a total of, what was it, four cases of maggoting just a couple of years ago in Kansas City. And they claimed they stopped it, and there was another maggoting case. And they chain them down, they tie them down, and the men beg for a week or so, like Terry Schiavo, and then they pass out. And they've gone in, and they're in pools of feces and urine. I'm sorry, but you got to know what's going on. And normally, though, they don't die of dehydration because the flies get you first. And this is what flies do. They go into the sinus, and they lay eggs, and then the tissue necroses and dies, so then the maggots are able to eat it. Because maggots, unless they're screw worms, which were eradicated predominantly in the 60s, oh, they're back. They will actually eat fresh meat. But the screw worms then cause the sinus to die, and they eat that, and then they get into the brain. And well, I know I don't support the troops. Supporting them means I put a plastic sticker on my car, made in China, that says I support the troops, made by slaves, and then I don't care about the troops, and I just go, Bush is great. He stood in front of the Patriot football team yesterday. You're patriotic by not caring about the troops. I understand. But I will talk about the maggoting, and I won't shut up about it. Okay, fine. Let's go ahead and take another call. Sorry, gone so long without calls here. Brock in British Columbia. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I wanted to ask you one question and then follow up with another one.
Yes.
I wondered if you could tie in the certain high-level Masons and certain devil worshippers and the connection with eugenics. And then I had something to ask you after you answer that.
Man, that's a treatise right there. That's a book, a volume, an encyclopedia. People wonder where the Nazis came from, and my new film, Martial Law, answers that question. We spend a full hour on it. That, you know, Hitler was part of the same order of death that founded Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove, and they even communicated back and forth, these groups did, and they believe in survival of the fittest. They believe in killing and murder is beautiful and a good thing. They believe it's their right to do it. And the high-level Masons are members of this group as well. Most Masons aren't, so they don't. It's compartmentalized like everything else. And the eugenics, Hitler got his eugenics from American eugenics experts, eugenicists, and he gave awards to them. They gave awards to him, and that's basically what went on there.
Oh, boy. And I also got to ask, I saw on the television yesterday Bill Clinton sitting to the right of Kofi Annan, and I immediately thought, two men so crooked that when they die, they'll have to screw them into the ground. You know, side by side. And I don't know whether they're trying to give the United Nations a boost by bringing a high-profile ex-president. The United Nations is a sham. It's an absolute disgrace. And it's an amoebic bunch of people that are just crooks.
Yes, I agree with you.
And do you think that they're trying to give them a boost by bringing on Bill Clinton?
I think Annan's going to leave in the next year, and I think there's a good chance, well, they've lined up seven of the G8 for Bill Clinton to be Secretary General.
Well, Kofi Annan's probably going to take millions of dollars and, probably go away laughing all the way to the bank.
Well, it's like Kirk Valtheim. It comes out he's a top Nazi hunting down Americans and others in Serbia and putting out the handbills. You know, rise up, the Jews are your enemy, kill them all. That was one of the posters he produced and distributed. And so they still give him his pension and defended him. And if you talk bad about him, you're anti-Semitic. If you're against Nazis, you're anti- I'm not joking. You've got to learn the double think, sir.
Boy, oh boy.
Say you love Hitler and you'll get an award from the ADL. Say you don't like Hitler, you'll be attacked.
Well, I guess there's some devil worshippers that are high up that have set this whole paradigm.
They are Luciferians. They think the devil is God.
Yeah, and they're men that are too gutless to identify themselves.
Do as thou wilt. That is the whole of the law. Is their motto, their maxim, their signet, their standard.
They're gutless because they won't identify themselves.
Absolutely. Transmission continues on the other side. Masses of news in your call. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Welcome back. The third hour is coming up. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to Bill, Michael, Daryl, Mark, and John. Then I'm going to cover news for the rest of the broadcast. And I'm going to be sitting in today with Jack Blood for the full 2 hours of his program that comes right after this transmission. And so that's coming up as well. Before I go back to your calls, just very briefly, my new film, Martial Law, is out. My best film, covers 9/11, who controls the globalists, the secret society, behind the secret societies, the latest police state developments. It's my best film. You've heard the reviews from listeners. Over 3 hours on DVD, 2 hours, 35 minutes on VHS, $25.95. And then if you get multiple copies, it goes down as low as $14. Got a bunch of other specials I'm running. 3 new T-shirts we're offering. Just go to InfoWars.com, peruse the safe, secure online shopping cart, and order some of the T-shirts and the new film. Or call toll-free. They can answer your questions when you call 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please call 888-253-3139. Please get the new film. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv. You can watch it right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Let us now go back to the calls. Bill in Texas. Go ahead. Hello, Bill. Hello, William. Wake up, William. All right. He's gone. Let's talk to Michael in New York. Go ahead, Michael.
Hi, good afternoon, Alex.
Hello, Michael.
Hey, Alex, another pleasure. Again, looking forward to getting the DVD. I should have it any day, and I'm excited. Can't wait to see it and make copies and get it to my friend.
Good.
Now, I want to just, Alex, great show, covering so much. There's so much to cover, but I'm going to get into the technology that you started off with earlier. Essentially, you know, the devils, they're all devil worshippers. That's all true. We all know that. And they got us into their devil system. And that includes the technology end. Everything from the devil is dark and expensive, and it pollutes. It contaminates everything it comes in contact with. That's petroleum. Now, also the chip. I used to make chips for IBM for years, very advanced chips for mainly military purposes. And so the chip itself is all black magic science. I am a scientist. I was hired as a chemist for IBM, and then I got involved with every facet of the semiconductor engineering. I know everything about it inside out, and it's all black magic. Now, a lot of people I knew working in the manufacturing line, they're all dead in their 30s, in their 40s, mainly all dead. There was a big lawsuit against IBM.
Well, this is off the charts. I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, they map these chips. We know how these chips work. You're saying
it's black magic?
What does that mean?
No, what I'm referring to is when you make a chip, okay? Now, I'm not talking about the application of a chip when it's used in electronics. I'm referring to the manufacturing of a semiconductor, a chip itself made in a manufacturing...
You're going to have to get to the point real fast.
Okay, so it's all black magic. Everything used to make them is poison. All poisons.
Oh, that's your analogy or your...
Yeah, that's right. But it's real. It's real science. It's all poisons, the gases, the liquids, everything, all the chemistry is poison. Everybody that comes in contact with it dies of cancer and all kinds of other forms of cancer. You know,
I mean, look at the cell phones. Everybody knows it microwaves your head. We still all use it. Everything they do is poisonous and evil.
That's right. So, Alex, we got to keep on the technology in and get God technology, the light technologies that give us freedom and no pollution.
Well, there are technologies that aren't as polluting. Listen, thanks for the call, sir. I really appreciate it. We'll come back and take more calls and then get into all this news. Stay with us.
Our tip.